Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to UK-US Tag Team Across the Pond, second time around, and thank you for those that have actually followed us through, so thank you for that. You're speaking to Caroline and Joni, and I think we shall get on with the show, shan't we, Joni?
Absolutely, thank you for the save, marvellously done.
Yes, okay, sorry about that, but I just saw it ended, I thought, and hopefully those that have that were with before will actually follow us sooner. Anyway, I shall, as you know, obviously if we have new callers, if it's someone who follows, I, Caroline of UK US Psychic Tag Team, will give you last digits of the number and obviously ask the name of where you're from, and then obviously we'll work from there. Okay. Right. So without further ado, I'm coming to you 761. Hi. Who are we speaking to and where you're from?
Hello, good afternoon. This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
How are you?
Okay.
Pretty
How
good.
Can we help?
Pretty good.
Did you follow
us
from the last show that we had to close down? Thank you for that. How can we help?
Yes, it just, I feel like been experiencing a whole lot of different energies. It's almost like I'm like I had a master kung fu teacher, and he, now it's like the final test, like to see if I'm ready to go to the next stage or something. I don't know. It just feels like a lot of stuff going on. Like, okay, see how mm-hmm. he handles this, and like mm-hmm. for a bigger platform. But I don't know what. It just feels
This on a personal level, global, or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More personal, but, yeah.
You're feeling it. Do you have a specific question for us regarding this? How can we assist?
How far do I got to go? Is it one more week or? Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel like a test, or does it feel like you're releasing things, you're being put to the test, and you're accomplishing and moving up the ladder?
Yeah, it's sort of like I'm moving up the ladder. Like, mm-hmm. Is your chance to ascend, or see, you know, have you, can you put these things you learned into action? So, I mean, I'm mm-hmm. doing it, but it's like it's coming like just like a advanced course, I guess. I don't know. It's just.
Mm-hmm. That's what we came here for. I'll go in, and I'm going to see what's going on with you and what they say about what you need to do. If they give any time is an illusion, but if they could maybe give more meaning to what you're experiencing. Let's see. You came into this lifetime to be of service, and you are being put to tests of faith. There are people that are in your midst, and you have to decide whether you're going to reach out and lend a hand or whether you might have to see them sink. You knew that was going to happen. You wanted to experience this. Different lifetimes you gave up many a ton. And you are here now. And you are succeeding. You are growing. You are shifting. You are enjoying. You are letting go. You are allowing. Your faith is deepening. You are allowing yourself to feel proud, whereas in other lifetimes, you were such humble pie, you wouldn't even allow yourself to pat yourself on the back, and you were letting yourself credit yourself humbly. See if they say anything more. Well, it's interesting, because when you say, how much more do I have to go, they talk about your essence. You want more. You like this. You enjoy shifting and changing and growing. Let's get rid of karma. In other lifetimes, you would belittle people. You would put them down. In this lifetime, that's a scary thought. Doesn't feel right. So let's get rid of the times where you were abusing power. You thought you knew everything. You were lopsided in that area. And mind you, spirit's not judging. And you put people down. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Let's get rid of it. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where you belittled others, where you framed things a certain way and you were a know-it-all. They're not judging. We're just using words to describe so you understand. And anything else that would disempower you another, that would make it challenging for you to overcome things here. And you say inside, I forgive myself. Wow. I heard a roar of thunder. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. God not being separate from, we're all part of the oneness. And you'll sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. Let's see how this karmic work shifts you. it appears that when you dish it out to others, when you say what you need to say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be more manageable. It's going to be clear and transparent and honest and not so heavy. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does. It does.
And I feel that you need to smooth things out, that there's a situation maybe that's got some jagged edges, a little bit of bumps, and you need to figure out how you can manage it, get through it, resolve it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I believe that you're working on it, and it's challenging, and it's happening now, and you can. Keep growing and watching it. It's like you're watering yourself, like you're the flower and you're watering it to make it grow. Keep the sun shining on you. Keep watering you, the flower, the plant, the flowering plant. And it's tremendous. And you've got great leaves and great roots. And you are balancing. That is what Spirit says. And I'm passing you on to Caroline. And good luck. I'm glad you called. I think you've called us before, right?
Yes.
Yep. Good to hear from you. Caroline, go for it. I think she's going to be coming on.
I don't think we lost.
There we go. Good.
No, exactly.
You're back.
Right. Okay, Desmond, sorry about this. So basically, from my point of view, I'm just looking at your energy. So what else, when you said earlier you were discussing about the energies, I kind of feel from my point of view that what kind of things are you finding? Where are you getting frustrated? Because I kind of feel this frustration within you right now.
You said frustration within me?
Yes.
Yes, to a degree. It's like, okay, well, it's... Yeah, it's because it's like... kind of like, why it's either why don't people understand, or why I'm trying to get better, but I need to do more because it's not working. Okay, so I need to recoup and try to come with a different angle, or no. So it's
yeah, okay. So I think where I'm coming from, because obviously Joni's done a lot with you tonight, is all I can do is sort of send you healing to sort of allow you to kind of settle. Because I feel that the words I'm getting from my guides is almost like I feel like you need to do a fair bit of meditation. Because obviously, as much as we are healers, there is also that ability to self-heal. And what my guides are actually saying to me is you following your spiritual pathway. So I kind of feel for you it's about learning. And they're saying to me evolution, because am I right in saying this is what you've been trying to do?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all about the journey of self-healing for you right now. And I think what's happening is you are having changes within you, and they're saying to me fundamental changes. So what I'm actually going to do is send you some pink energy, which is what they've given me to send. So I'm just going to sort of ask you to close your eyes for a second. Just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay. And just visualize that pink coming towards you, just allowing that energy to settle within yourself. Okay. And how's that feeling?
Feels relaxing, settled.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and this is just about settling your energy down, because where they're showing to me, it's like it was almost like there was a lot of frustration within you, and it's just allowing you to settle that energy, reground yourself to be able to move forward. Does that make sense? And there is a lot of changes in energy at the moment, and we're all having to deal with it. And it's constantly about settling yourself down, rebalancing, you know, and carrying on that way. I then feel that things that you want in your life, you need to start looking at what you want to achieve. So it's a case of whether it be a spiritual pathway, a job, career move, things like that. And what I'm being told is think about that, obviously, to help. And then they show me a preparer. So it means that you're going to be moved forward. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So your situation right now, I would suggest, is quite life-changing. It does feel like you're going through a little bit of a dark night of the soul. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I heard of it.
Okay. Which is where you're starting to think and change. Okay. So what I'm going to say to you is, you know, just carry on with what you're doing. Learn to think about what you want for the future. I'm being told to sort of write a list and kind of get it in your head of what you really want. And then I feel from that they're showing me like as if you're on a springboard. So I feel that you'll be able to move forward from there on in. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Right. Well, I hope that's helped.
All right, ladies. I appreciate that. You did a little something, though.
Oh, it's an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you very much. You take care now. All right, Desmond.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Right, okay. 312. Coming to you now.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for
taking
my call.
That's fine. And who are we speaking to and where are you from?
My name is Dion, and right now I'm living in Wisconsin.
And how can we help?
Well, I feel like I'm stuck, and I want to unstuck myself. No matter how hard I try, I feel like I still can't get ahead. And I also am experiencing a physical injury right now that has limited my ability to work. And I've pretty much been a workaholic my entire life. So to have that taken away from me is, like, I'm just very frustrated by that. And I just want to, you know, make my own money and move ahead. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's got to be me that's getting in my own way, and I don't understand how to, like, get out of that.
Okay.
Caroline, it's yours.
Yeah, I'm just listening. Okay. So, right, this is the words I'm getting from my guides. Is first of all, we need to mix it up a little bit, okay? Because I feel, how do I put it? You know, obviously, we spoke to Desmond earlier, and we were sort of saying about the energy shifting, okay? So I feel for you it's about shifting your energy, because it feels the words I'm getting from guys is to be more motivated. Is this how you feel? That you do you not feel as if you're motivated enough?
I feel like I'm motivated. Yeah. I just maybe my energy is scattered where I'm not focused.
Okay. Right. So I'm going to do the same to you as what I did with Desmond, which is kind of really strange that we've got the same thing, exactly the same straight after the other. However, I do feel it will help a lot. Then once we've shifted your energy around, then we can start looking at the focus. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. So for you, I'm being given pink energy. Okay. So I just want you to sit there, close your eyes a second, focus on your heart chakra. Just visualize that pink energy coming towards you, hitting your crown chakra, your crown and your throat and your heart, okay? And how's that feeling?
Feels good.
Yeah, good. So you're feeling more relaxed, I take it. And they're showing me a picture of a boat, like you're rowing a boat. So I feel this is what's happened. It's kind of before you were like, okay, so I was asking about motivation. It's like you've got that many things that that you wanted to do or to achieve, it feels like there's been a bit of procrastination in the sense you've gone, I want to go there, but I haven't got time. I want to do that, but I haven't got time. But I want to do that, but I haven't got time. Does that make sense? So I kind of feel from a point of view is that, you know, the energy that's been sent to settle you right now, the rose, and I'm being told to go and get some rose quartz. If you've got that by around you, have it by your bedside. That is the stone of unconditional love. And I do feel from that point of view that you will actually kind of start to settle. And I feel it's like the focus needs to be on what priority is where. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So as it stands right now, if you were standing on top of a cliff and you were like looking at a sea beyond, what would you want to pick first? What do you want to change in your life first? So do you want to change your job? Is it about a relationship?
My job.
It just about your future? Yeah, okay.
No, my job.
You want to start looking at your job. So this is about you feeling secure, okay? So
correct.
I think what it is, the other side of this as well, and they're saying to me, they're showing me you're writing your curriculum vitae, and they're showing me that obviously you are, you know, they're basically sort of doing the CV and they're showing me different things. But also what I would say to you is that I feel it's about your focus of what you want to do in the future. So if you've got like a variety of things that you want to do, or are you more focused? Because they're showing me a picture of a rainbow.
Yeah, I'm actually transitioning into a new career I'm working on as an author.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm just being impatient, because I'm used to things like really falling in my lap. So I'm not, I worry if I'm procrastinating or if I'm just not patient.
It's a bit of both. I think it's the decision of, it's the transition of where you want to go. And I'm kind of feeling that like if I put my hand in the air, there's about five things you want to do. And the thing is, what's happening is because you kind of go, no, I want to go over there, I want to go over there, I want to go over there, your energy has become a little bit scattered, which is what you were saying to me earlier. So the rose and the rose quartz and the pink energy is going to settle all that down within inside you and go, right, this is my pathway. And I do feel the other things drop off because you know, you'll feel like you'll know where you're headed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I do feel from a career point of view, you'll get another job quite quickly. Now you're a bit more grounded. But this is not just
like
about getting a job, is it?
Or, well, it's about transitioning into a different career, but at the same time, I do have to pay bills. So, you know what I mean? It's like, I want to be the author, and I have, you know, a book signing for next month set up and stuff like that. But in the meantime, I do have to pay bills. So it's kind of like I have to do a couple of things at once, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I just feel from my point of view is that I just feel that the author is definitely where you want to be, and I understand have the ability to pay the bills. What I was going to say, it's about the career path. It's also about choice. And I did feel the fact that you wanted to be self-employed. So I feel that, you know, you have options there. The author feels very right to me. But obviously, you need to pay your bills. So if you did, this is, I think, why Spirit is saying, if you did want another job, you could get one in the next 2 weeks and it would be fine. Okay?
Okay.
But I feel better with you now. Does that make sense? I feel your energy is a little better.
I definitely feel uplifted for sure.
Yeah, good. I'm going to pass you on to Jeremy.
Thank you.
I would like to know how you feel about the term that you shared about being a workaholic.
I mean, it's making money is really like, and supporting myself. I like being an independent person, and I like not having to rely on anybody except for me to, you know, like get by. I don't want to be in a relationship because, you know, they're paying the bill. I want to be able to carry my own weight, you know? So I
yes. Now, there's a difference between being an entrepreneur and being a workaholic entrepreneur. So you did use the term workaholic, which is a sign of imbalance.
True.
So I don't know whether you would use the term lightly or whether, in fact, you might be out of balance, because I could go in about that. Because we can be entrepreneurs and love it and wake up each day with gusto, but not overdo it and have imbalance. So do you think that you're unbalanced with your working gumption?
I'm unbalanced now because my physical injury took me out of the ability to work like I used to. So
right, but what I did hear you say is you were a workaholic first and then you got injured.
Correct.
Okay. Can I go in regarding the workaholic?
Yes.
That might be a block towards healing and manifestation.
Okay.
Going in. Wow. You have a glass of water by you?
I do.
Or a bottle of water, something you can sip?
Yes.
Have a sip. They're working on you. There's a lifetime. You were a spy. And you hunted for clues, and it was challenging. And I saw a lot of dark and dim. Do you ever squint or have eyeglass issues?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have photosensitivity?
Yes.
Yeah. You would be in the dark and in dim locations, and you had to do a lot of peeking and squinting. And you would be peering.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a messy job. And it was very challenging. And in order for you to get things done, you were on go a lot. Like, I just see a switch on. Like, imagine just having all the house lights, apartment lights on. And they just don't go off. So you were just on call. Like, you were just on. And that is incredibly taxing. And are you, it was tied in with your occupation. So if you had dimmed the lights, if you had, not the lights, the on switch, you're being on go any bit, you wouldn't have been doing that job. You had to. So there's a connection between work and being on all the time. It was occupational. Let's see what you were working on in that lifetime. Musts and shoulds, you put a lot of pressure on, whether it was yourself or others. And you go to your passing in that lifetime. You ready? I didn't do enough. You blamed yourself. So it seems you put magnificent pressure on yourself to produce.
Yep.
And it's an illusion. It was a self-deception. There's no blame. It just is. It is what it is. Let's get rid of karma, shall we?
Please. Yes, please.
Cross time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, that lifetime and any others, where you put pressure on yourself. Woulda, coulda, shouldas, musts, haftas, where you connected work with being on all the time, creating burnout, squinting, peering, dimness, dark, eye issues, head issues, and anything that would be blocks for this soul, you, in this lifetime, towards manifesting smoothly, effortlessly, with a glide, with a smooth, in a balanced way. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go. You're like, huh? And your higher self is going, yeah, mm-hmm. Like, you're very, very clear and done. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. And you'll be sipping water between now and when you go to sleep. Let's see how that forgiveness work affects you forward. I see right now you're dismantling the construct about money, career, finance, and how you make it happen. Not saying you're not making it happen now. Dismantling a construct that wasn't working. You're figuring it out. You're in construction now. So this temporary physical setback, we'll call it, is fine. It's divinely ordered. You get to rest. You get to sit. And as Caroline said regarding the authorship, you've got a great product. You've made amends. If there are people in this lifetime you need to forgive, you can do so. They don't have to be alive, and you don't have to do it in person. Forgiveness will assist you as well, and forgive yourself. And your strength of intuition is what will bring in prosperity. This is a, quote-unquote, temporary setback. Your eyes are already on the prize. I don't know what this means. I say it. There's justice. Justice will prevail. And you'll go forward. Your effort will not be with as much push. It will be with a determination, but you won't have a must and have to and should attached to it. Does that resonate?
Oh, thank God. Yes, yes. My book is about a lawyer. And I said this morning, why is it just taking so long for justice to be served, you know? And then you basically just said it was going to be, but I don't necessarily have to push myself.
There
to,
you go.
You know, make it happen. So
it's the process.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. Know that you've done this in many, many lifetimes, and you put pressure on yourself, and you could give it up. You surrender and say, I don't have to do this. I need to heal now. I need to watch it unfold and enjoy it and watch the miracles happen. It's fun to let go and surrender and then watch it fall into place.
I
hope you assisted.
Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate both of you ladies so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have no idea how much you helped me.
Wonderful.
Heal
well.
Yes.
Heal
definitely.
Well. Take
bye.
Care.
Well, thank you.
Follow us.
Take care.
Follow us on Blog Talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. Okay. So I'm just going to the next caller, which is 907. Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, ladies. It's Jane. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi.
Hi, Jane. We
Hello.
Are fine.
How can we help?
How can we help?
Okay, well, I want to know if there would be any issue if I were to use two people from my previous job as work references. So one of them is a past manager from over 10 years ago. Her name is Farida. I don't even know if she still works there. And the other person is a past supervisor, and his name is Aaron. Now, I didn't have to report directly to any of them. I don't want to use my previous manager because he wasn't a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at my previous job for...
Are you in touch with both of them?
No. No, I was laid off for over 2 years. And
okay.
I haven't kept in touch with any of them.
I believe they are fine. I believe that you'll find them. You'll ultimately get them. But you need to update them on how you're doing, what's been going on, so they could be very clear with the reference. They need the update. I feel like there's a challenge. I'm not sure if someone is around or available, or they might be hard to commit. Like they'll say they will, but when ultimately they might not be available.
Oh, really?
So keep that in mind, but I'm getting it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. So would it be the male or the female?
Let's see. I almost feel like it's equal that you reach out and there's a back and forth and then you get them. It's equal in terms of finding them, but one of them The man says he will, and he does. She's a little bit more on the fence, like, I haven't seen you in a while, let's talk. But she does. I feel like they ultimately both do. And you ultimately get it done. It's a reach out. It's a reacquaintanceship. And you're following through. Give all your contact information. Get all of their contact information for future employers.
Okay. Yeah, the only way for me to reach them is through work, like, you know, through my through that past company I used to work for.
Yes, I feel that they're around and you can. You'll get them.
Yeah, like
and I believe they would. They're very nice people. They know you. They just want to know what's been going on before they do a referral. Like, hey, what's been happening? What's out?
Yeah, I would definitely contact them, you know, when the time comes, you know, when I have to provide references.
Yes.
It's just that, you know, it's been a long time since.
I feel comfortable. I'm going to pass you on to Caroline and see what she gets. And good luck.
Thanks.
Caroline, what'd you get?
Hi. Right, okay.
Hi.
Okay. Can I just ask what your question was, just to confirm what that was?
So I wanted to know if there's going to be any issues if I were to use two people from my previous job references.
Yeah. Okay, so looking into that, to be honest, I don't know what the rules are in the States, but in the UK, nobody can give a bad reference anyway. So mm-hmm. in the sense of, like, it's a legal, in the UK, from a legal point of view, if someone was asked for a reference, especially to an ex-employer, it would be very much a case mm-hmm. if you can't give a negative reference, you would just have to state, yes, they've worked here from there to there, and obviously that would be it. But I don't know what the rules are in the States, but I would predict that they are very similar. Okay. So from mm-hmm. the reference point of view, there's two types of references. There's a personal reference, and then there's a job reference. So when you say you're looking for reference, is this physically for a job that you've got and they want to take references, or is this actually for you to be able to take references along when you interview?
When I interview, yeah. Like, you know, when you interview for a job, they, you know, ask you for references. So,
So I think what you could do with the person that you're a little bit unsure of is just write the human resources department rather than actual person themselves. Does that make sense?
Well, I wouldn't contact, you know, human resources unless it's, you know, it's just for a verification check. Like, even the director that used to work there, you know, since I started, you know, I heard she was laid off because there was a lot of layoffs in management, you know, during the pandemic. Some went back, and then, but I, you know, you know, like, I mean, I would contact them. Like, I tried calling. Like, I'm not going to contact them right now, but, you know, when the time comes, their name is still on the, you know, the phone directory. But I don't know if, you know, especially the female, Farida, who was a past manager for more than 10 years ago, you know, I don't know if she still works there because I think she was there for almost 20 years or so. I'm not even sure she still works there.
Okay.
The other one was
a
supervisor.
I mean, I don't see any problem with you putting the names down, to be honest. I don't feel anything reward would come from it, if that's what you're asking. I feel it would be fine. Does that make sense? I think if you're not sure whether that person's there or not, you are better to refer for a human resources department, which would literally, it depends whether you're asking for a personal reference or a job reference.
I would use them as a work reference, you know, when you interview for a job, they ask for a work reference.
Well, the way I've always worked is, obviously, if you know that person has moved on from the company, then you are better off referring them to the human resources department, you know? And then that would still you worked there from so-and-so to so-and-so.
But this would be, speaking of my work, you know, like working, how I work and... you know, if they would recommend me, you know.
Yeah. To be honest, I think for me, Jane, I kind of feel that at the moment, it's about you going to interviews and interviewing well, because what you also have to remember, some new employers won't necessarily ask for references.
They do. They usually ask for 3 or 4 references.
Yeah.
Even
okay.
online, even for applying online, you know, they're already asking.
Okay. So I think you've got no choice but to put your previous employers down.
Yeah, I used to work at that job for nearly 14 years, and
yeah.
I don't want to use my previous manager because he was not a nice person.
Yes.
You know, him, I was laid off. You know, he was my manager, I think, for about 5 years. And then the
yes.
manager previous to him, he retired. And, you know, so I mean, these two that I'm going to use, I got along well with them. And, you
okay.
know,
And that's fine. I mean, all I'm saying is if you're unsure and you kind of went, I'm a bit concerned that, you know, that manager isn't giving me a good reference, that's where I'd default to the human resources department. Because as I say, in the
mm-hmm.
UK, legally, they cannot. So, because it's effectively character, you know, they're talking about your character at the end of the day. So, but
mm-hmm.
also what I do feel is like, I do feel you interview very well. I do feel there's a little bit, how do I put it? The worst I'm feeling is it's been a little bit slow on the interview front. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel for you at the moment, I think those two managers are fine. I also feel that from an interview front, you will be fine, okay? I think it's about you just being more positive and self-assured in your capabilities.
Okay. All right.
So I feel that the way I'm getting it is like I feel that when you have interviewed previously, you do question yourself. Does that make sense? The confidence isn't quite where it should be.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, like you're saying, why is it being so, you need to have a little bit more confidence in you. And actually what I would suggest as a little bit of an exercise, and I do this, you know, is go through your CV, read through your experience. And obviously when you're looking at a new job description, make sure you have that job description with your experience and write on that job description, what have you done, right? And the other thing that someone actually gave to me as a really good thing, especially when you're interviewing, is STAR, and it's called Situation, Task, Action, Result. Okay, so obviously they
uh-huh.
they talk about, well, like, could you name your experience, name a situation, name
uh-huh.
the task that you undertook, what action, you know, and what was the result.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you follow that, you can actually follow that as a little bit of a process within your head. So when you're talking about
uh-huh.
your experience, you can actually say, there was this situation where I took this action and I did this task and that was the result. Do you see what I mean? It's situation, task, action, result. There was a situation where I created this task, this was the action and that was the result. And you actually, it's really, really helpful. Does that make sense? And
yeah.
I do feel that
yeah.
that will allow you to be more confident. And I think this is why I'm actually picking up that the universe is kind of not where it should be with you yet. I think it's you
mm-hmm.
just doing a little bit of practice at home. And I do feel that you'll be amazed. And they are saying to me
yeah.
there'll be a job coming in within the next week or so, 2 weeks. Okay?
Oh, great.
Just
That's
to let
good.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried because I'm not on social media and, you know, I'm not on LinkedIn or, you know, and the only way for me to contact is, you know, through calling, you know, their business number, you know.
Mm.
So in case, you know, if one of them wasn't working there anymore, you know, I have no way of contacting them. So, you know, that was also my, what I was worried about, you know.
Yeah. Okay, you'll be fine. I'll say to you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, ladies.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Take care now. All right, then. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sure.
Right, we'll go on to the next caller, which is 947. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, how are you?
You're speaking to Caroline and Joni.
Okay. I was
wondering
what you gals pick up for me in terms of working, work, career? Do you see anything happening for me?
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Miranda. I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
Hi.
Caroline, go for it.
Okay, working friend. Okay, the words I'm getting from my guides, now obviously we've had a reading just and it's been the opposite, but you're very self-assured, aren't you? You do know your capabilities, so you've got no problem on that front, okay? This is just about you sort of getting yourself out there more than anything. Am I right in saying that you've been very confused about what path you want to take?
I know the path. It's just more
how?
In terms of... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, the how, isn't it? It's like, I want to do this, but I don't know how.
Yeah, and I feel like I have to take certain stepping stones, and I'm not clear exactly, like, what they should be entirely.
Okay. So how's your intuition been working with that one then? Because for me, I do feel like if you were to sit on it and meditate a little bit, I feel your intuition might be giving you the steps. Like, you know, when you get those urges to go and do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I haven't really done it recently. I mean, I've been praying for clarity and for the, you know, for signs and things and just a little bit of confusion, I have to admit.
Okay, so I kind of feel that I'll ask the question, do you want to be self-employed or employed? Because I feel that you might want to be self-employed. It's the how do I go about doing this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be ideal, actually. That is what
okay.
That would be, yeah.
So I think for you it's about sort of like, okay, so you know where you're going and you know what you want to do. It's also about, again, like everything, when you embark on a self-employed process, you also have to say, yeah, but I've still got to pay the bills. So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of where the difficulties become for you, because you're like, okay, I've still got to pay the bills. I've still got to cover whatever. Going self-employed is a huge leap of faith, which is probably why you're asking for guidance. However, you are being pushed into doing that. And I always say this because I say it for myself. There is nothing is stopping you setting up part-time and still maintaining a full-time role or vice versa. Does that make sense? So it still covers the bills, but it allows you to, it gives you that breathing space to kind of let things flow through a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
So can I just ask what you're planning on doing from your future career, from your self-employed point of view?
I'd like to do some sort of counseling work. The thing is, I did try on my own. I even set up a website, but nothing came of it. I feel like I have to join with someone else because I tried and I didn't get anywhere, and I just feel like I need a certain amount of exposure that perhaps someone or an organization that's probably already established, and then
that would be a good start. Have you actually had a look at some of the counseling services online? So for instance, that means working for someone over the telephone.
Yeah. Although I prefer face-to-face, but yeah, I guess I have to just keep at it.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm being told to say to you, don't give up hope. I mean,
mm-hmm.
for myself, you could still do that. You see, you could still do your counselling work working for someone, whether it be a well-being place or, you know, where you're actually being a counsellor working for somebody else. So you're still doing what you love doing. But it doesn't mean you can't set up your clients separately. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you're
yeah.
still doing the same thing. You're just doing it along two pathways, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think from that, you'll find that you will get what you want. Obviously, the words I'm getting from my guides is it's about building slowly. It's about referrals. It's about repeat business. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you still need to go through the setting up the website, the being present and doing all that to become self-employed. But then I also feel you could actually go to companies like medical or well-being companies where you could say, hey, I'm this wonderful counselor that offers these services. Do you need a self-employed counselor? So you can even do that.
Mm-hmm.
Being self-employed doesn't necessarily mean being on your own. Being self-employed, you could be a self-employed counselor working for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So I feel that what my guides are saying is once all these hurdles have been overcome, and obviously you probably noticed what I'm doing is breaking down those from what you've said, I feel that the ball will start rolling. And you'll be pleasantly surprised is what they've just told me. So on that note, I'm going to pass you on to Joni and also see what Joni gets.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to know, are you presently working?
I'm doing some volunteer work, not working, employed, yeah.
Okay. I used to be a licensed clinical social worker, and I know that in America, if you are going to be a counselor, you have to have a graduate degree, and there are quite a few graduate degrees that one needs to have before they enter whether it's a group practice that's going to contract out to businesses or whether they cold call HR departments to say that they would like to, you know, give their card to say that they are of service.
Right.
So I do not know whether you have the undergraduate degree and the graduate degree in order to do that. Do you?
I have a graduate degree, yeah, but currently
is it
not
in
like
counseling of some sort, LPC, master's counseling, master's psych, social work?
Oh, no. It's in social work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Master's in social work?
Yes.
There we go, honey pie. Ding! Okay. We got ourselves a ka-ching here. There's a match. Caroline gave a lot, specifically to this. Do you have anything related to this you would like me to go in about? Because she covered much.
I don't know. Whatever you intuitively pick up that I need to know.
Okay. Are you interested in children's wellness and health?
Not so much.
What is your population that you would, if you could?
Mm-hmm. I've worked with the elderly and I've worked with adults.
Is that the population that you would like to focus on?
I think so.
I'm going in. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. You've got it. You've got it. Do you feel that there are blocks?
I do. I just don't think it's going to be easy for some reason. And I don't know if that...
Sorry, what was that last part? You what?
I don't think it's easy. It's going to be easy for some reason.
I'm going to go in regarding I don't think it's going to be easy. Going in. Mm-hmm. You had to build a temple back in the olden days. Have a sip of water. They're working on you. Very challenging. And that you were told that you had to do this and that. And, of course, the landscapers come and there's massive noise and I'm going to be hiding. Bear with me.
Okay.
There's massive motoring going on. I'm closing blinds. Wow, I'm going to hide in the bathroom. I'm hiding in the bathroom, Caroline.
I've
there we go. Now I don't hear any. You might hear echo, folks. Going back in. Building the temple. Very, very challenging. Not wanting to do it. Putting things together. Erecting a giant statue. Putting pieces together. Mm-hmm. Feel like your shoulders are tender. Do you sometimes feel achy up there?
When I'm stressed out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you were working on. I don't mean literally. I mean figuratively. Developing your abilities, putting the pieces together, constructing images, and putting your thoughts together to make sense. Let's see what the negative karma was, why there's a bleed through here as a block. I'm unable to do this. They're pushing me. Feeling that you failed, but there were quite a number of obstacles that were in your way, and they were insurmountable. There was no way that you would be able to accomplish all the things that were set out. I believe you were a slave, and that it was beyond. It was much. And that there's the bleed through. You go to your passing in that lifetime. Impossible. This is impossible to do. How could I ever get everything done? And this is nonsense. Having a little bit of difficulty even making sense of things, getting a little bit confused, and like almost circular thinking. Let's get rid of karma. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where there was the pushing and the have to and the must and the shoving and the slavery and the obedience and the burden, shoulders, stress, getting confused, circular thinking, this is impossible to do. I messed up. I couldn't do everything they wanted me to do, despite it being impossible to do everything they wanted you to do. And any other blocks, any other negative karma that would lead you here to feel stuck, blocked, how am I going to do this? And you say inside, I forgive myself. Beautiful. There was a lot of fear. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. Yeah, at least 100 of these, at least 100 of these lifetimes. Let's see how the forgiveness works with you forward. I feel like you're more grounded. I feel like your feet are planted on the floor. I feel that there's a brighter outlook. I feel like you will be waking up with positivity. If your hands sweat, and if they feel a little grimy, you are releasing energies from other lifetimes where you had tasks to do. Slavery, being made and forced to do things. You don't have to clean people's messes up anymore. You will be of service, but you won't be asked to do things that are dirty work. I feel like heaven has opened up and there's a lot of reward, fruitful bounty coming your way. And you don't have to ask how because it's already set for you. You just step forward each day and it happens. It's gorgeous. And that's what they say.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you both. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Hope that helps.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Right. Well, I think we've got the last 9 minutes of the show left, and we've got, because unfortunately we have that par at the beginning of the episode, we have no further callers left. So for those,
look at that. How many do we have today?
Five.
Look at that. That was an accident. So
yes, but I do actually think we had more than that, so apologies if everyone lost us. So yes.
Yeah.
However, what I will
say, Mercury backwash.
Absolutely. So, would you like to tell everyone where to find you?
Sure. You can find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. And if you're interested in a reading and a healing, contact me through my website. You could find me on LinkedIn. You could find me on SoundCloud. You could find me on Facebook, Joni Isinger, as well as Joni's White Light Healing. You could also find me on my YouTube channel, Joni Isinger. Caroline, how can people find you?
You can find me. I am Caroline Crystal Hart on Facebook, and my website is www.crystalheartpsychics.com, where you can speak to one of my lovely readers, and we are available 24/7. Also, I have a Facebook page, which is Crystal Heart Psychics, and also you can contact us, both myself and Joni, on our radio show page, which is UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond.
Thank you for the save and creating a new link.
No problem. Well, I have now since worked out how to elongate a duration, so we didn't have to do that. But, yeah, I'll remember it for next time.
You did it.
Right,
wonderful show.
Yes, and we'll be back middle of July, so we'll be making a link and obviously announce date. Make sure for anyone who wants to follow us on Blog Talk, then they can see our shows as they.
And I think it's July 14th.
Yes.
I think it's the same date we said, July.
So I will be setting a date for July the 14th.
Thank you for everyone who called in and listened.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next month. Take care.
Bye.
And I'm just going to play the last song out, Finding Me, sang by Joni herself.